Hello, my friends. Jacob's here one more time. I'm happy that you pressed play, that you can spend some time with me. Right now, we have the United States all together, should be coming together and be very concerned with what's happening with this massive hurricane called Milton. If you haven't seen my last live stream, you should check it out right there. You should see it. It breaks down Milton, the symbolism. There's something quite profound happening here. All over social media, they're awash with showing the storm looking very much like a scary skull. A scary skull, because that's the message that, you know, the algorithm wants to portray to you. That of a skull, of death. It's a terrible thing. It's a terrible thing. So many people are so scared. Some people don't even know where to go. News today is awash with how many tornadoes right now are barreling down, one after the other after the other. I think I've lost count with how many tornadoes have been sighted. Many videos going along on social media. It's very scary. This is not normal. Do you know what else isn't normal? Is the fact that with everything that people are going through, very few people are questioning whether or not there is more. That maybe this is one of these moments where it's supposed to wake you up. Because, you know, on this channel, I've said for a long time, I had a vibe that things were going to get a little freaky. People give me a hard time because I'm like, oh, do you remember this video that I did about the flood on my birthday? Do you remember this video I did in 2002 about the Noah's flood that was coming? Do you remember exactly 4 weeks ago, exactly, before all these tornadoes are being showcased and featured, I did a little marrying of The Wizard of Oz, where Dorothy is being chased by the tornado. And in that post, I wrote, after the storm, which I capitalized, Dorothy is forever changed. She realizes she's no longer in Kansas anymore. She realizes the old world that she lived in is gone. My question was, will you, when the storm comes? And it seems like there is a storm. Now, I didn't know. I had vibes. I had vibes about it. I just had a feeling because I kept seeing things being presented to me. Like, I'm a speculator, right? We're just witnessing things. And I said, I felt like we were going to enter into this terrible time. And what just happened in the Carolinas, in the Appalachians, that shouldn't have happened. We're reeling from that. Now we have another one. Another storm named Milton, famous for the book Paradise Lost, the poem Paradise Lost, Florida being paradise for many people here in the United States of America, a dream that I have about Disney flooding, and now possibly this could be the case. There's got to be more. There's got to be more going on. It's just strange. So they're sharing all of these tornadoes. There's a tornado in a mountain. There's a tornado. Even, the big-time influencers that are on social media, there are tornadoes coming for their house. I wish a lot of people, if they were supposed to evacuate, I hope people did. I hope you filled up your bathtubs with water. I hope you got everything that you need, all of your stuff, all of your medications, everything. If you're in the storm's path, I hope you got your batteries out and your candles and everything else, because there could be some darkness that follows. This flooding, it's just, and it's awful. They have this new algorithm thing, this new AI thing that the weathermen are using now, where they can show you, this is what a Category 1 is, this is what a Cat 2 is, this is what a Cat 3 is. Next thing you know, it's like 20 feet of water and the guy is going to drown. Terrifying. But there's hope. All of these things that I share, they can't be just willy-nilly thrown out there for no reason. When they come together with these certain amount of time, these dates, 4 weeks, and I'm sharing the twister. 4 weeks from the twisters. How about 4 months ago, where I shared the scene from the movie The Batman, where Gotham is flooded because a dam breaks. Get ready for the storm. All of these things. The fact that Biden is calling this the storm of the century. Storm of the century, and you think of that book by Stephen King, You know, it's kind of like based on the Roanoke story where people just vanish. They all just get drowned in the sea. And then you have this happening now. Of course, I posted about Storm of the Century just about 8 months ago. 17 days. The stories that they're sharing are strange. Did you hear about Lieutenant Dan? Do you remember Lieutenant Dan from Forrest Gump? Where Lieutenant Dan, he fights the storm, but really he's fighting God? What do you think people are doing now? And then you got our own literal Lieutenant Dan, one leg and all, who's going to ride out the storm on a sailboat like a meathead. It's very strange. If you remember the story of Lieutenant Dan in Forrest Gump, and you remember the scene where he's fighting the big storm in the sea, do you remember who he was having an issue with? Same creator that we all seem to be having an issue with, because very few people even take the time to pray. Very few people. I'm a weirdo. People think that I'm strange. I was talking to somebody at the gym. He said, tells me all the time, oh, I got to check out your channel. I got to check it. I said, no, you don't have no desire to check out my channel. You don't even, you haven't done it yet. It's been a couple of years. Oh, but I just come over to you to get all the scoop. I said, you come over to me, but are you really interested? Have you prayed? All the things that I've showed this guy up front. Hey, I told him, Tulsi is going to be a thing. Tulsi's a thing. Told him Trump's going to be back in power. Trump's back in power. All these things that I've said over the years, does it matter? Does it matter? Well, you know what may matter? Is that on May 2023, I did a video about a coming blackout titled 3 Days of Darkness is Next. Now, why would that be an issue? Well, because you know, all of my flood videos had 7-Eleven in them, right? 7-Eleven, 7-Eleven. You see him right there. Well, this video that I did with Putin there on the old cover, it will be 71 weeks and one day, 7-Eleven, between my 3 Days of Darkness video. On June 15th, 2024, I posted Major Blackout Coming. On June 15th, 2024, I posted Major Blackout Coming, all because McDonald's put this little thing out. You know, when you're in the darkness, look for the arches. And if you look at the sign, it looks like it's covered in sea moss and seaweed. Just all of this stuff together is, it can't be coincidental. It can't be coincidental. So when I say to you, you know, if you can do anything, let it be living a godly life. Start living your life for more. Make up with those in your house. If you're fighting with your loved one and you're even thinking of, you know, maybe breaking it all off. Maybe it's time to put aside all of that. Maybe it's time to forgive and be strong for those who aren't. Maybe it's time to love, to cherish, to live your life in a godly manner, a moral manner, and to help your fellow man. I don't know, I just feel like people today, I don't know many people that are. I don't know many people that are. I know that a lot of you are, and that's why God saves, you know, the world and everything else for the meek. The meek are going to inherit, not the corrupt. The kind-hearted, the compassionate, the long-suffering. I'm a little concerned about this storm. I half-heartedly, you know, said, oh, Lord, if you could downgrade it. Where I've confidently said these things before. So I'm going to continue to pray. And I'm going to hope that this video that I did on the blackout doesn't become a thing where, like, they're just out of power. And that would just be a terrible thing. I think we all need to reach out. And I don't know where to send you. You know, I don't know where to send you. Everybody's so concerned with how can we help. You go to Google and find out, or go to a Grok and find out, or go to wherever your search engine is and find out what's the best way to help. I don't want to direct you one way or another, but do something if you can. All right. If anything, do that. And if you can't, you know, you can get your house in order. You can pray, because that's really important. You can be a positive influence in a world that's about to go dark. All right. I love each and every one of you. If you want to support the channel, you can get yourself the merch. You can get yourself the hoodie. You can get yourself the buckle up shirt, which is what people should get. You should all get a buckle up shirt so you understand you're going to be okay. Just think of it as a ride, as a roller coaster ride. If you only get seatbelt on, you're going to be fine. In the description of the video, you can get all that. If you want to get truly free home product, toxic free. Oh, and I got all the shirts here hanging off. Toxic free, the best stuff going. I just put in a load of dishes using their dish soap. I mean, it saves you a lot of money. You don't got to worry about all these crazy chemicals and, you know, terrible things happening. And you support, you know, a bunch of great organizations, because he's like a great guy who reaches out and helps victims of trafficking. It's a great company. Look into trulyfreehome.com. Use code Jacob. He likes me so much, gives you 30% off. Just type in Jacob. And that's it. Have the best day ever. I love you. Stay safe. I got a big show coming. I was going to cover the rest of it in this, but I'm not. I'm going to save it for tomorrow. All right. I love each and every one of you. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.